fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 7th day of November, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We're beginning live broadcasting right now at Republic Broadcasting, coming out of beautiful Round Rock, Texas. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose tip today, we can expand on this a bit with Leon. The purpose tip today is to prepare your winter car kit. I say again, prepare your winter car kit. We're having what's called Indian summer right now, beautiful days, sunny in the mid to even high 70s on one hand. On the other, winter is just a few weeks away. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How you doing, sir?
Good to have you with us, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And I consider him one of the foremost experts that I'm aware of, that I know personally, in the proper use of essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils. Well, Leon, you gave our mutual friend Jerry a ride the other night in your beautiful SUV, Toyota. He said it took 5 minutes to clear out a spot for him to sit. You keep a lot of stuff in your truck, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't clear out the training items from the last time I went, and we had training this weekend as well. So, you know, I ended up camping out the first time when we had Indian summer, and I was in a hammock, and I agree with you. The winter, the Indian summer is really good right now, and I'm working on it, but I'm going to take advantage of these temps now while I can finish my greenhouse. I was doing all sorts of work last night till dark, and I couldn't believe how fast the sun came down yesterday. I'm like, wow, way too early.
Well, if you live in International Falls, Minnesota, your car kit's going to be different than if you live in Louisiana, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir.
And absolutely.
It is important. Yeah, it is important to get that going now because, you know, many people think, hey, I'm not driving, you know, across the nation. You could get in a car accident, a black ice could put you in a ditch, and if someone, especially if there's a big hill, if someone doesn't see you, you could freeze to death from hypothermia, and temperatures as low as 60 degrees, but many people think, you know, it has to be freezing.
Especially if you get wet. Yeah, especially if you wet. But yeah, one of the things my drill sergeant told me as a young 19-year-old in basic training, he says, young trooper, never get cold, never get wet, never get hungry. That was his rules to live by as being a member of the U.S. Army. And those are good rules, but on one hand. On the other, people, when they start looking at a bug-out bag or a bug-home bag, get-home bag, they tend to overdo it, especially if they think they're going to be carrying this on their back. I've done this a number of times. You probably have also, I'm sure, Leon. Help somebody build a bug-out bag or a get-home kit bag, and they do that without any thought about what it weighs, typically, don't they?
Correct. And there's an old adage, you know, ounces lead to pounds, pounds lead to pain. And so don't suffer needlessly. So I agree with you. And you know, when we do the rucks with our friends locally, yeah, you can see how, you know, how much you carry and what you can do to reduce it. And it's good to increase it gradually, but many people start off, you know, 70 pounds. And I jokingly sent you a picture, which is funny, both you and Jane. Maybe she can show you the picture of this guy. Out of control. He must have 180 pounds on his back, but he looks like he weighs 400 pounds. Look at the picture.
Really?
If you get it. Yeah, it looks hilarious. At least he's committed.
When I'm watching somebody put these packs together, I gently let them know that you don't need this, that this is a mistake. And, oh, yeah, it would be nice to have this. Oh, yeah, it'd be nice to have that. Then we get out in the bush, and after about 400 or 500 yards of attempting to walk, especially if it's uphill walking, they learn real quick that they got too much in that backpack, don't they?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, we did, when you were doing long-distance training, you know, they told us, bring everything you wanted, and it was like a yard sale. They had to walk 2 miles. This junk was along the road, and they're like, okay, I realize what I absolutely need for that long range.
That's right. Well, what Leon and I are doing is we're talking, this is the voice of experience, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't done this before, put together a kit in your car to survive overnight in an ice storm, or attempt to walk home in a blizzard. There are some things you have to have. You have to have enough water. You have to have food is pretty minimal. Something that provides a quick burst of high energy. You're not looking at long-term healthy meals here. You're looking at bursts of energy to keep you going, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
My wife's showing me the photograph you just sent. Beautiful. what was the circumstance? Do you know the circumstance of that photo offhand, or is it just
That was something somebody sent me a picture. That wasn't any training we had done, but I looked at it, and it was funny because all the stuff that people had carried, it made lots of sense in what they, you know, and how out of shape he was in, but also the amount.
Well, the man himself looks like he's between 250 and 300 pounds by himself, doesn't he?
I'd say even more than that, yes, sir.
Maybe more than that, yeah. So, if I was going to stage that photograph, I would float the backpacks with styrofoam peanuts or popcorn or something like that, just for the purpose of the photograph. But it's a very funny photograph, to say the least. I was reading a bit of history here regarding weight. Some of the young men who went into combat in the Civil War, they had steel plates to wear for ballistic protection on their chest, and the other soldiers would make fun of them, and they would carry this. Now, I don't know what thickness was, but a quarter-inch steel plate to cover your vital organs, you're probably looking at about 20 pounds, aren't you?
Do my front and back, or just front?
Just front, yeah, just front.
Yeah, that could be
about
a quarter inch. But
typically, they would wear this maybe for a week or two, and then they would discard it as being way too heavy. The bottom line for what Lee and I are attempting to communicate, be very frugal in building a backpack that you're going to be carrying your back. Now, if it's a car kit where you're going to be surviving inside the vehicle, that's a whole different thing. Weight is not an issue there, is it?
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why I had, you know, still so much stuff. So I'm going to trim it down and clean it out. But yeah, since I've been doing training every 3 weeks now, to take stuff out, put it back and take it out. And it was funny because he said, "You don't have many passengers." I said, "You're right. That's why it took so long."
All right. Well, my wife and I were getting ready to go on a weekend trip. I think 3 days, two nights overnight. And she's talking about packing her suitcase. And I said, "Babe, I never unpack my suitcase. My suitcase hasn't been unpacked for 30 years. I throw in, if I'm going to be gone for 3 days, I throw in 3 pairs of socks, 3 pairs of underwear. I'm good to go. I'm ready to go. That's all I need to do." Because I spent a number of years on the road, 4 out of 5 nights, 4 out of every 7 nights for years. I got to the point where I would tell the clerk at the front desk of the hotel, "Give me a 5 a.m. wake up and tell me where I am." Because after a while, these hotel rooms all start to look the same, don't they?
Absolutely. I'm glad I'm not on the road anymore like it was, last 15, 20 years. So you're right. And, I don't know if you have a car list, but it would be good. Yeah, I agree. You can get those Coast Guard day trips. They come in little blue bars. So I have like 4,000. And they only cost like $20. But when you're in an emergency, whether you have 2 people or 5 people in the car, it's a burst of energy. They don't taste bad like MREs in some cases could be, or C-RATs could. But it's a block of food that you can just cut off and break off. So those, are good for backups. They're great for mariners because they're waterproof. You can put them in a lifeboat, and you're good to go. They even had them on board some cruise ships I saw. So those are good to have. And I agree with having water, but take into account freezing, because around in most cases, if you don't allocate 10 to 15% air expansion, whatever the container you have will burst. And so that's important to do. And definitely have great boots, or very good boots. We're not saying expensive boots.
That's very important. I know both of us know men and women who have a very limited budget, and I respect that on one hand. On the other, there's many things you can save money on. One of them is not boots. If you're going to, that's the single most important piece of equipment that has to be your size. It has to be a good quality boot, preferably waterproof, also, I encourage people to not get their boots from a sporting goods store. Typically, they're meant for casual outdoor use. They're not meant for hard outdoor use, such as a construction worker, rancher, or farmer would use them for. They simply won't stand up. Get good quality waterproof boots at the same place a farmer, a rancher, a construction worker gets their same good quality waterproof boots. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And in that regard, if you remember 3 or 4 years ago, they had those 2 ice storms in Atlanta. And one, it hit and closed the whole city. And it was ice snowstorm, and people had to walk home. It may only be 4 miles. And I remember one woman, it took 9 hours to get home because ice was so bad. There were lots of fatalities. And then a month or two, it hit again. And some people still did not learn from that devastating event that they still would have to walk. So, it's nice to have your fancy stilettos, ladies, and your Nike shoes. But when you're walking 10 miles in snow or ice, it is dangerous. And I wonder how many people got hurt or needlessly got traumatized or injured because of something as...
I would take it a step further. Just walking from the house to the mailbox and back in those conditions can get you hurt real quick, real easy. So I'm not recommending a specific type of boots. I have ones that I love that are great. I'm sure you do also. And maybe we should mention a specific boot. What's your favorite boot?
Well, anything I've learned from the training from the Iron Survival is the jungle boots, and these are the ones that have the vulcanized soles, and they have the 2 holes on the side for water. And I said, "What would you use in wintertime?" He said, "We wore the same ones." And there's even a plate, a metal plate, in there. They used that when he was in when they attacked Noriega, they actually cut out the metal plate, you know, with the cold weather gear, and, you know, you can take it out of the sole and reinsert it. So that's the one I'm going to be getting shortly. He says, and don't be adverse to buying used ones. As long as you can see the sole is still intact, but they sell a lot online. And I burned through 3 boots just in the last 4 years, so I'm going to actually spend the extra money and get the better quality ones. And make it color, like in my case, you know, woodland brown or woodland green is the camo I'm going to be getting because of the importance of blending in. But we did camo, and I put on the face makeup and the camo, and we saw the stuff that was junk, and we realized that I'm going to end up getting that mil-spec version because there's a big difference in quality.
Right, back to boots, right.
Yeah, I'm going to get the jungle boots.
Well, one of my first pair of jungle boots, I thought, man, these are great. They felt so good. You know, they have a special nylon mesh that they put in there to prevent the Viet Cong punji spikes from penetrating and injuring you. You know, those are great boots, and I love my jungle boots. There's other boots I'm looking up here. We may be the first break before I get to them. And we should mention, ladies and gentlemen, after the first break, Lynn's going to come back and let us know what is the oil of the week. I always look forward to that because it's an education for me also. It's very important. And I, of course, I'm a big advocate of merino wool socks. Do you happen to use merino wool socks
yes, sir.
Yourself?
You know how cold it was? I was over by Potosi this weekend, and it got bloody cold that, Saturday night. So I'm like, wow. So I broke out these brand new ones called Alpacas of Montana, and I bought them last year, and they were very, very warm. And so I put them over my other ones, and my feet were warm the whole night once I got in the bag and it was warm. But until then, yeah, they were pretty cold. So, yes, merino wool is the only way to go because it wicks away the moisture. And it keeps you warm. And even if they get wet, they still they're very efficient, and they still maintain thermal stability regardless of how cold it gets. So merino is
okay. I'm looking at a photo here of my favorite boot of all time. They're made by Danner. It's Delta, Alpha, November, Echo, Romeo, Danner. They make I like all their boots, but the Fort Lewis boot is my favorite. It's leather. I trust leather to protect my feet and my ankles. They're insulated. They're waterproof. I bought a pair for my buddy who they were too small for him, and they were just right for me. And I'll tell you, when you put on, at least for me, when I put on these Danner Fort Lewis boots, I feel like I could walk 1,000 miles. They're an amazing boot.
Nice.
So, regardless, make sure it's a good quality boot, that they're not do not buy these kind of boots from Walmart. You simply won't. You'll have something that may last a few weeks before they're wore out and beat up and busted. Be ready to spend some money, around as much as $400 for a pair of Danners, by the way, full retail. You may find them on sale someplace. But you take good care of your boots. I have boots that are literally 40 years old that I've maintained over the years, Army issue combat boots and others, that you keep them clean, keep them treated with proper leather treatment, and take them to the repair shop if they need it. A good pair of boots will last for decades if you maintain them properly, won't they?
Absolutely. And one other thing he said was, you know, another one you may remember is called Rosearch, R-O-S-E-A-R-C-H, Rosearch. And that's the one that has the metal bungee spike protector in it. And he said, you know, they are typically one size too large. You know, that's the way they're made that way. And he said, when you put your, you know, use your normal socks that you do, get a really hot shower and just go stand in the shower. And it'll expand the fabric and the leather, and then walk around in that for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, and then they will break into your feet very fast.
There you go. There you go. Great. Here's our break. We'll get back from break. We'll find out what is the oil of the week.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I'm proud to say I am a doTERRA dealer. And we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, who's going to let us know just what is the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. The oil of the week is oregano. It's common oregano. It's in the botanical family of Labatea, which is the mint family. And the extraction method is from the steam distilled from the herb. And the common primary uses are athlete's foot, calluses, candida, canker sores, carpal tunnel syndrome, Ebola virus, fungal infections, immune system stimulation, inflammation, intestinal parasites, MRSA, muscle aches, nasal polyps, parasites, the plague, pneumonia, ringworm, staph infection, vaginal candida, viral infections, warming the whole body, warts, and whooping cough. common application methods are you dilute it 1 to 3, so one drop of essential oil to at least 3 parts of a carrier oil when used topically, and you can dilute it more heavily for children or people who have highly sensitive skin. You apply directly to the areas of concern or to the reflex points, and you can diffuse or inhale the aroma directly. You can also place 1 to 2 drops under the tongue or in capsules. You can also use it as a flavoring in cooking. So oregano oil is very high, up to 80% in phenols, and there's one called carvacol, which is very effective for killing many parasites. And so, and eugenol is the one by far is the most important one in the family attached to oregano. And so it's very good for asthma and bronchitis and pulmonary tuberculosis. So and I'm personally working with it right now because I had one dog. One of my dogs has, you can start to see the bones. And this one came back. It was just this is a transfer because the other dog was having problems killing my chickens. So I swapped it out and got her brother. So what happens? I start to see the bones. I try to isolate them. So I'm giving them oregano now along with several other oils. And he's eating a lot more than he was before. But there's another chemical drug. It's called Drontal, which is supposed to be for dogs. I looked at the insert on ivermectin, and ivermectin cannot be used on dogs. It has too many adverse side effects, so I had to scrap that idea. So I'm using oregano and cinnamon, and those two are very good for killing all four forms of pathogens, bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites. So if you know you're going to have issues in a grid-down scenario, those two oils you should stock up on once a quarter, and then you're good to go. Whether you can use them for cooking, but more importantly, for keeping people alive, because infection, dysentery, typhus, and cholera will be very prominent once the water stops and sanitation stops. But the actual Absolutely. Oil of the day is a regular.
Well, I got a follow-up on that. It's only been about 10, 15 years ago I found that plaque is actually a living organism, not just stuff that gets stuck to your teeth. And I use diluted oregano oil once a day when I do a second brushing. First brushing with toothpaste, a second brushing with oregano oil. And I go twice a year to get my teeth cleaned and checked. And the dental hygienist says, John, your teeth don't have any plaque. And I say, yeah, I know, because I use the oregano oil. It really helps. So if you want to get started with the oils, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the doTERRA oil section under products and do a little shopping. You want looking for the biggest kit you can afford. You get the most bang for your buck with a kit. Number one. Number two, get two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. I say again, the title of the book is Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition. And the I think the most recent is, what, the 15th? Is that accurate?
Yes, sir, 15th.
The 15th edition. They'll give you the necessary research, study material you need to learn about the oils and figure out what oils you need for whatever purpose. If you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to get the books, and or you'd like to start a home-based business to sell the oils to neighbors, friends, co-workers, people to go to church with, give Leon a call. He'd be glad to help you with either of those matters. What's that phone number, Leon?
Yes, the number is 720-277-2257.
2257. Outstanding. And, Leon, we got our first caller here. We got Russell in Illinois. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for receiving my call. I was listening, and I heard you make mention of boots. I believe the name that mentioned was Danner Fort Lewis boots, and I was wondering.
That's right. Hold on through the break here, Russell. We'll get to your comments.
Sure.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have.
Gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there, but I want to focus right now on my Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners. It's going on right now, energy cleaners and mattress pads. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You place your order, you pay full price. I do the refund manually. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. You send me a check or money, or my address is right there also. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer, and we have caller Russell from Illinois. You have a comment about the Danner boots, Russell, it sounds like.
Well, actually, I was trying to ascertain the information on how to follow through to contact the people who sell the boots. And are they limited in their size, perhaps, would be the question that I would have. I think Leon mentioned another brand of boot to wear. I was wondering if I could get that name again.
Yes, it's Ro-Search. Romeo, Oscar, Sierra, Echo, Alpha, Romeo, Charlie, Hotel. Row search.
Row search.
Yes, sir. It's the, apparently, it's an official vulcanized rubber boot authorized by the U.S. government. And has, it has even it still has the metal boot insert that protects you from any spikes and caltrops and things like that. If you don't want that because you're in cold weather, you can remove that and go freestyle.
So I'll have to Google both of these companies. Could you spell that row search one more time, Leon, please? Okay. I apologize.
Romeo, Oscar, Sierra, Echo, Alpha, Romeo, Charlie, Hotel.
All right. All right. Yeah,
anything else?
Go to Danner.com, and I'm looking at their website right now, so you could contact them if you have large feet, you know, 12, 13, 15, 21, whatever size you have. They could tell you.
Yeah, looking out for my son. He's a size 28, believe it or not.
Whoa.
Holy cow. I'm not sure. I was joking about 21.
How tall is this young man?
He's 7'8".
Whoa. 7 feet, 8 inches tall?
7'8". Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Yes,
okay,
and
well, good luck.
Yes, and I'm looking at the website. They have, at the very bottom, Russell, they have the phone number. You can just call them directly at the bottom of Danner.com, and they will tell you. And they may have special order at 28. But once you find great boots, I would definitely stock up because it'll be hard to find in the grid down forever.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a bit of a chore looking for those to fit. But I thank you for the information. Thank you for assisting me.
You're welcome, sir. Russell. Appreciate the call. Great call. The call number is 512-248-8252. My oldest grandson, he was wearing a size 12 boot in high school. I don't know if his feet have grown any more since then. He's 6 feet tall like myself, but he's got a really big foot. I wear a 10 and a half or 11 most of the time. or maybe he wears a 14. I don't know. He has a big foot, a big shoe. Anyway, Leon, foot gear is something that, unless you spend a lot of time outdoors or doing heavy work outdoors or hiking a lot, most people think more about style than they do safety and comfort, do they?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, we had a young man in the training about a month and a half ago. His sole actually delaminated, and so he's running around, he's flapping, and he was like, what am I going to do? And I said, just duct tape it right now just to finish class.
Right. Right.
Then he blew out the other shoe. So it's like, you know, if you have junky wear, it is really prominent. So imagine going into a long-term scenario where you will not get a supply of the supply chain will collapse. And if you don't stock up on them now, whatever you have. I mean, when we jokingly say people wear tires on the bottom of their feet and they duct tape it, that's actually the case around the world. So. When I say tires, they cut it out with a razor blade or with a bandsaw, and that's what you're wearing. So, get these things now while you still can, because in the future, you're going to be out of luck. And I burned through two different popular brand name boots, and I'm like, never going to go with those again. I'm just going to get the high quality and just pay much more and be comfortable and know that they work.
Well, a couple of follow-ups on that. First of all, the Viet Cong were known to make boots out of, or sandals, I should say, not boots, sandals using Michelin tires that they would cut out to the appropriate size. The Americans had special boots made that the bottom of the boot left what looked like a human footprint so that they could walk through the jungle and leave behind what looked like human footprints. Obviously not American soldiers, because American soldiers don't go around barefoot, right?
Right. So I can just imagine all the jokes that people say. These must be the Yeti and the Big Feet of Southeast Asia.
Well, they probably, and I don't know the nuances of it, but most likely the size of the human footprint was the size of the average Vietnamese adult male footprint. As if I was doing it, that's what I would do. As opposed to making it a, you know, Vietnamese men don't have size 11 boots. I mean, they simply don't. So, you know, you got to accommodate what's going on there to make it special for that particular area. Now, you mentioned the metal plates in these. Is it Rosehurst has the metal plates?
Yes, sir, they do.
Well, you mentioned this, but you didn't mention why. In cold weather, those metal plates make your feet really cold, won't they?
Absolutely. So he says, if that's the case, you're going to be in cold weather climate, or they would do cold insertions, he would actually just remove the plate. It's been out for forever since he's had it. So, yeah, I'm going to remove the plate. And depending on the price, I may buy a secondary one just for that. But I'm less concerned about caltrops in Missouri than I am about cold.
Well, let's talk about caltrops. I know what they are. Obviously, you do. But a caltrop goes back to the Roman army, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna see if they're available on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon,
yes,
right?
They are on Amazon. And I have to move them up in Idaho because of how important they are. So you can use the heavy duty pig or cattle wire, the fencing, and you can cut them and you can make them, 3 inches or 2 inches long, and you can also use them for vehicle stopping. And since we were doing ambushes this weekend, holy cow, we were doing everything. X, Y, B, we went down a list of all these things. He did an exceptional job, and I'd never seen anyone go this depth. And we were going, assaulting through and anchoring somebody to the ground and the body searches and all that. So it was a very good class. But caltrops would be a great way and fast way to stop a convoy, and much faster than trying to cut down a tree, in an L-shaped ambush. Because a tree will make lots of noise, and you're carrying around a saw. Whereas the caltrops, you just dump it out of a bag and you just keep going.
Right, right. Now, all I'm seeing on Amazon are 1.2-inch tall caltrops.
Right.
Now these are metal devices. I go back to Roman times, literally Roman times. They have four spikes, and the way they're manufactured, if you just casually toss it out on the ground, three spikes are on the ground. One spike is directly pointed straight up. That's just simply the way they fall, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And a matter of fact, if you've ever watched the James Bond movies, they had a couple, several times he was being chased by villains, and the back of his super-duper car would have these caltrops. He'd push a button, they'd deploy out the tailgate or out of the bumper, and it would stop the car. So that's if you think about those spikes, they... Two down, three down, like you said, and one up. And you can make them, and you can use it as an aerial area, denial area. Technically, you can use them behind vehicles if you're getting chased by villains as well. So they're and they don't have to be expensive, but I made a bunch of them with my son years ago, and I even brought them down there. They're still in there, and they galvanized metal. And you can buy them, but the amount I made would be thousands of dollars. But I got them out of cattle panels that were bent up. I got them dirt cheap. So you just cut them off at angles, and you bend them on a vise, and you're ready to go.
Absolutely. So that's something as a deep, you need to be careful with these things, because you could hurt innocent people really easy, couldn't you?
Yes, sir. And these are for worst-case scenarios. This is not something, ethically, you should pick them up after you've already resolved the crisis. But if you are being tracked by bad people and you want to slow their progression, yeah, them stepping on caltrops at night or in low light would definitely get their attention and the dog's attention that, hey, this is somebody you don't want to mess with. Leave them alone.
Well, let's talk a little bit about anti-dog measures. If your enemy is following and they have dogs, what would you do?
Yeah, one of the biggest ones that they did, and these guys were being tracked by, this man was tracked by Spetsnaz. They actually had to have their stuff together. So they were using CS gas when they were doing, they talk about the poop bag, okay? You pack out as much as you can, but there are times when you have too much. So you use CS gas or something that's available to civilians, or the hot pepper, cayenne, and you can crank it up to scorpion, ghost pepper, whatever, how hot unit you want, Scoville unit, and the powder, you easily put it in a Ziploc bag, and if you're being chased and you have to cross a couple streams, you use the streams or the water to dilute the tracking, and when you pop back out, you may put down the hot powder and distribute it, because once you start burning out the nose of a professional dog, he's not going to be motivated to keep following you, and he's going to get squirrely, and the handler will know very quickly that this is not the average show.
Well, you never do this except if your life is in danger. You take root beer bottles or beer bottles, brown glass, and put that in a heavy cloth sack and pound it with a hammer until it turns into powder. And and as you walk through the wilderness, the woods, you spread a little bit of that here and there. And when the dog sniffs up that ground glass, it destroys their lungs. It's a horrible thing to do, but if human life is at stake, I'll take the human life over the dog any day, won't you?
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And so you can get the brown glass from just going to the back of a bar scene. You can get that glass for free, and you get the brown bag, and you start smashing it and having that as backup. And you can also buy it at the grocery store today is the cayenne pepper, and get the hottest one and stick it in your Ziploc bag and have it in your bug-out bag. But we're talking about worst-case scenario, you're being tracked, whether it's by the local Spetsnaz or the local people here at Beto, or are you talking about Blue Helmets or other entities you don't want to be tracking you? And I understand they may have thermals and things like that, but if you're doing the ground search and they are not employing aerial assets, then that's a great way to slow them down or stop them completely.
Absolutely. Well, we don't know what's coming at us, but we know what could be coming at us, don't we?
Yes, sir. And with all the fear porn that they're talking about, these are the different cities nationwide that they're going to hit. That FBI has released. And I don't know if it's completely fear porn or if it's predictive programming. But if Israel, which has happened in the last month, has any indication of what can be done, we already know that they've caught persons of interest and people on the terrorist watch list on the borders, the southern borders already.
Right.
So when people are like, "Oh, that's wrong."
Well, these terrorists, they have training to teach them how to avoid being caught. I doubt that even half are being caught because they've had training in how to avoid being caught, haven't they?
Yes, sir. You're right. They have had lots of training. And those are the lazy ones, the complacent ones who've come up through the daring gap and however they got here. And they're like, "Oh, I'm too good to get caught." And yeah, they got caught, but that doesn't help the ones that have already gone through. And they're already placed, and they're just waiting for the trigger signal. Just like what happened when they had that coordinated attack in Israel. And whether you believe, you know, that they stood down or not, or it's another 9/11, they still did damage one way or the other. And so you have to be on your guard, period.
Well, I sent a note to Mike Adams this morning, and I let Mike know that a friend of mine, and that was Sam Andrews yesterday, let all of us know that U.S. Navy SEALs are in combat in Israel right now, on the seventh day of November, 2023. So we got American boots on the ground right now. How about that, Leon?
And I bet you they're going in there looking for the hostages, but I saw a bunch of them, and they didn't tell us, but they said that they pretty much sacrificed these hostages on the altar of political expediency to employ the Americans to get us involved. So I was like, that is pathetic.
Well, the most likely mission statement of U.S. Navy SEALs in Israel would be to rescue American hostages. They will do that to their best of their ability. And all I can say for these Hamas guys, you better make sure you're ready to meet those 72 virgins because the U.S. Navy SEALs are on the way, right?
Yes, sir. And I heard both Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 are already in the sector right now, and yes, where they're deployed, we don't know. But if you're coming after our most hardcore, if they're coming after you're going to have a hard time sleeping. And they're going to use every asset in the book and a lot of things that aren't in the book to get you. And there may be some collateral damages, but yes, they're going to get you.
Absolutely. Well, it's been 43 years ago, but I was looking into joining Delta Force. It was so secret at the time, the Army didn't even admit that they existed. It was something that I'm looking back on, probably a good thing it didn't happen, because I would have ended up in some place like Somalia, most likely. But Delta Force is a real deal, aren't they?
Yes, sir. I mean, and I remember reading some of the comments. They say, Delta Force, I mean, SEALs want to be Delta Force, but Delta Force, they don't want to be SEALs. So that's pretty much the pinnacle.
Well, it was, Delta Force came into existence in 1977. I went back in the Army in 79, and it was just rumors that this thing even existed. There was no official recognition that Delta Force even existed. The name itself was classified. Their mission was classified. Who they were, where they were, we figured out they were probably Fort Bragg. But that's the way it was. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Leon, this hour just flew by. Typically, they do for us, and we covered a lot of area. Got some great information out there about boots and other related tactical items. It's time to get ready. You may be an advanced person, just filling in details. You may just be just getting started. But there's no excuse for not getting ready, is there, Leon?
Yes, sir. And people say, well, so where should I start first? I mean, you know you're going to eat for the rest of your life until you, unless you plan on starving to death. So if you know that's the case, get the food that you like that has long-term potential and start stocking up on it, getting it on sale. Or even if you don't have a large budget, okay, then just add one more can, one more bag to each time you go buy. And, you know, stop with the other vices you may have, cigarettes, alcohol, and smoke, and booze. So then you have a backup, and you start doing that, and you'll be surprised how fast you can actually increase your larder and work on that. And then the other things, the boots. You're going to be walking. You're not going to be crawling on your knees, so get the better quality ones. And if you know that the supply chain will collapse, much worse than we saw during COVID, and there are still delays right now getting engine parts and things like that. So get the things that you know you're going to need, and there are many great sites. Continue listening to John and others to see what to get, and actually work with people who've been in theater, who've been shot at, and who shot others, because those are the people who can train you. We were talking about some people that are wannabe soldiers online, and he trained with these guys, and he said he's never done any long-range reconnaissance patrol, even though he sells a package for $945 online. And he said, this guy has never done it. Because I trained him years ago, and he's never done it. This man I'm talking about, he was there in Noriega's house, and he talked about how some of these 19-year-old kids, they were trying to steal some of the gold in Noriega's, and they had all these trinkets, and they got rid of the ammo and started shoving it in, and this guy got busted with it. So work with people who've been there in theater, just like Sam, who was one of the first people to take down a Russian Hind helicopter 8 with a 50 cal. And he attributed himself to doing a secondary one with another person. So that it was a shared takedown. So work with people who've actually been in theater, not somebody who's just talking and talking about books or you and YouTube channels. That's why it's crucial that you get started, because time's running out and your training is all you're going to have in the future, because there won't be these people that are available now in a grid down scenario, because that training will stop. They will be at their own retreat and they'll be training their own mag. So now is the time to do as much as you can. And don't forget the medical aspect. Medical is crucial. I mean, we're doing a training coming up November 14th down here in Roby, and there's still positions open, and you get your IFAC, and they're going to go all the way up to EMT. So
is there a contact phone number or a website for that, Leon?
Yes, you can do it through, I'd say the easiest way is to contact me at 720-277-2257. It's $125, 5 hours of training, and you keep the IFAC that you work on.
Outstanding. Leon, thank you. We appreciate it. We have a great next Tuesday. Good. We have a top hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.